It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 557.
Merry Christmas!
Yeah.
We got the full Gronk squad here. Roll call, Scooter Derrick.
Present.
Gemma Watts.
Present.
Pete Shepherd.
Affirmative.
Mr. 97.
Present.
JJ.
Present.
TJ.
Present.
Present.
We are currently in Balwyn North.
Coming to you from from Mr. 97's lounge room.
Yes. With,
I live Rick here now.
Sitting room. It's sort of
this
a
is my
second
house.
Lounge
I mean,
room.
If this isn't like going up on Mr. 97's list of why you should get with him.
Yeah.
Like, the place is plush.
This family plush environment. You see why he's a beautiful
so
man.
Nice.
Yeah. And can I just say, some of the best shopping only a kilometre away at Doncaster, also known as Shoppo.
Did you go to Shoppo without me again?
Yeah. It's a library.
Yeah, no, so actually, no, I went and saw Gavin, who's the store manager at Rod and Gun.
No,
and,
I do not care.
Rod, sorry, I called him Rod.
And his mate Gun. Yeah.
So if you're wondering where I got my clothes from, yeah. How did I go?
You look great.
Looking good. Me too.
Doesn't
this shirt.
Really nice. Thank you,
so annoyed. Mr. Rod. And Gun.
What do you guys normally do on Christmas? What does everyone do? Jem, what do you do?
Well, I start with a hangover because I have. We do Christmas. Oh, actually, I may not have talked about this on here. My Carols by Candlelight drinking game.
You can
game.
Ignore me and just look into the camera. I know it feels weird.
Hang on, I think I've heard
Carols by Candlelight drinking game.
I mean, you do have a lot of drinking
games.
I have
games. A lot of drinking. We know it's usually
grand final.
Drink.
Oh no, hang on.
That's not a game. That's just do it.
There was one that you posted on Facebook. It was like a flashback from a year before.
That would be the Carols by Candlelight one because I repost it every year. It's the only thing I've ever done that's gone viral, unfortunately.
What about all your bachelor stuff? I feel like your bachelor...
Junkie and Punky often pick up my Love Island tweets.
Junkie and Punky, are they the same business?
I believe so.
Yeah, they're nice. So tell us your drinking game.
Carols.
Yeah, so, okay, so... For context, my godmother's the entertainment producer, so I started it as like a way to get people that hate Carols to watch it.
Oh, great. I see. This is a TV show, right?
Yes, the one on Channel 9. Mm-hmm. I was a High Five backup dancer.
Wow.
For their first Carols.
There's something to unpack.
Sandra's impressed.
Is this the one filmed at the Domain in Sydney?
No, so that's the shit one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, so that's it. No, but it's very good because Harrison Craig performs there.
At the Sydney one.
It's very good.
It's very good. But
it's
Sydney.
The Maya Music Bowl.
But this is Sydney Maya Music Bowl.
That's all smoked out today.
It's the real one.
Yeah. Exactly. The Christmas Eve one.
Coming from Sarah himself.
So you have to drink when they zoom in on a baby.
Okay. That's a lot.
That you have to drink. If you can see the MCG in those like sweeping shots of Melbourne, mm-hmm. You have to drink if they... Oh, you have to drink when I say, oh, you guys know I was a High Five backup dancer. So that's only really for people in the same room as me. But as a general rule, it's like 7 times.
Yeah.
High Five don't even do it anymore. But I'm just like, you know what's missing from this? High Five. Actually, do you guys... So that's...
Charlie Robinson.
She was my favourite.
From High Five.
Oh, I loved her.
Went on to do radio.
Which one was Charlie?
Yeah.
The blonde
one?
Yeah.
She
the blonde
hair? There were two blondes. There was Kelly and there was Charlie.
Charlie's the one that everyone
remembers. Charlie, I think, may be a natural ginger.
Really?
Controversial.
Wow.
Charlie, if you're watching.
She was my favourite. I've got photos with her.
Oh, great.
And my best friend's favourite was Kelly. And we were like, we'll be that. Then you have to drink, or if they ask for audience participation, so that includes like, let me see those candles, or you guys know this one. You drink if anyone on stage has been on a reality show.
Oh, great.
Which is all of them.
A lot, yeah.
You have to finish your drink if the baby they zoom in on is asleep. You have to finish your drink if they say word for word. And it will happen twice, word for word. You all look so beautiful from up here. And then also, if you're like feeling extra spicy, you combine it with that game where you put the Santa hat on the corner of the television. And then if it matches up and it looks like the person's wearing the Santa hat, you have to finish your drink.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Oh, that's
real suburban life.
So you can do that Santa hat one with any TV show.
Are you allowed to drink if you feel a bit thirsty?
Yes. Yeah.
Don't miss out on that opportunity.
Yeah. Most people don't make it all the way through.
Has anyone ever been to... So you've done the backup dancing. Have you ever actually gone and sat as an audience member?
Like when I wasn't on stage, you mean? No.
Unless I'm on stage, I'm not
going. Because I think they do like a...
It's like a Ben Fordham. I'm not coming to your event unless I'm the MC.
That's so true.
What do you do, Pete? What do you normally do for...
It's a bit of a rotation system in our family. So it's either in... Ballarat, where my auntie and uncle live, in Ocean Grove, or where I grew up, or in Brighton.
Ration.
Your old neck of the woods.
Ration. Yeah.
Sovereign Hill open on Christmas Day, you reckon?
Not sure. Not sure.
Definitely not.
I wouldn't have thought so. Yeah. There's not much open on Christmas Day.
McDonald's is. I keep getting Macca's keep sending
Pancake
me.
Pancake Parlor is.
Pancake Parlor.
Yeah. Really? They used to try and get me to work, and I said, you can get rooted.
Did you work there?
Yeah.
How did I not know this? Did we know this?
No. Nah, I knew you worked at Muffin Break.
No,
you worked at all the good places.
Muffin Break.
Yeah.
I worked at Pancake Parlor as well.
No, really? Yeah, that's true.
You did.
I did, one for one day.
Just one day. What happened?
I was Santa.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean,
I was 19 and I was probably at about 70 kilos or something like that. Yeah. And the word came through, we need a Santa. And I went to the op shops and bought everything red.
Heaven.
And in those days, this was probably 1985, and the op shops were full of stuff you'd go crazy for now, like sheepskin stuff from the 70s that no one wanted in the 80s. Mm-hmm. So the sheepskin stuff was lined with really good fluff. So it's really
high quality.
So
it was
bizarre Santa suit. That
none of us were alive.
At that point, none of us.
I wonder. Like, it was a different time.
You hear that there's a lot of training that goes on with Santa stuff, but I reckon at Melbourne Santa. There's a guy on Instagram who I went to an event the other day and he was there. He said, tag me on Instagram. But what I was wondering is whether he... I reckon he's someone who hasn't had the training because he's just rogue. He had one person. He's like, oh, hey, there was another performer there. He's like, oh, look who we've got here. This is Simone. She just saved Christmas.
There was another rule in the drinking game that I forgot, and that's you have to drink if Santa comes on stage and he's drunk. Usually, yes.
And 97, what do you normally do? Is this a standard Christmas day for you? Or
yeah, we'll sit on the couch and open up our presents.
Record an episode.
And then we'll just have a nice little lunch. Dad might cook a chicken on the barbecue or something.
Oh, well, that's nice. Pete, we were talking about love languages the other day on our walk.
On one of our walks. We covered the big issues.
We're pretty cute.
I want to be a fly on the wall of these walks. Yeah.
There are a few flies in the
farm. I often get a recap. Often. I'm not sure if you're aware.
No, but I could
imagine. I said to you the other day. You know what? I said it's a lot of grumbling and complaining until we get a coffee. Yeah. And then once we get a coffee, we sort of kick into gear for the last half an hour.
We start talking about
love languages.
Yeah, but we're talking about love languages. And I feel like, does anyone have the gift giving or receiving as a love language?
No.
Nah.
All of my friends do. That's the only reason they've kept me around.
I'm so glad because you guys are going to be very underwhelmed. The reason I bring it up is because I had a slight anxiety attack this morning, actually. Bit of a fun one.
Fun one. Merry Christmas, Jewish.
I woke up, I was like, oh, look, we've got 97 to organise everything, but... Christmas time, you know, like when do you bring gifts for people?
Time I go anywhere.
Okay, so really? TJ and I had the blow up the other day about Brie having the Hey Tiger chocolate. Quickly, what would you guys have done?
I would have been what Brie did and just panicked.
Just panicked. I would have done the opposite.
You would have taken it.
A bit of a bitch though.
Would you have said get your grubby hands off it like TJ said?
That was gross.
Yeah, pretty much word for word. I told my cousin off the other day because I gave them all, I had like 3 boxes of beauty products and I just put them on the table and said, go for it. And then there's a separate stash. I go into the bungalow where that stash is and she's filling up another bag.
Wrong move.
I'm like, you've already got 2 bags of products. You don't need this.
But it speaks
true.
Get
your grubby mitts off it.
In both your personalities, it speaks true.
What, because he's nice and I'm not?
Exactly. I avoid confrontation at all costs.
You use the B word,
whereas
not me.
Whereas I sniff out confrontation. I'm like, where is it coming from today?
But I've done what could be described as a Gronk shop. So the definition of a Gronk shop is shopping only at one location on the day that it's due. And so that's what we've done from
the BMC.
In a Woolies bag.
Even more of a Gronk move. Put it in a different bag.
97, actually. Can we give it to Santa who can... another Gronk move.
I've got to say, as not, the king of sacks, this is the most underwhelming sack.
Suddenly regretting.
You've seen a few sacks.
I've seen a few sacks. I have lugged a few sacks over my shoulder.
What makes a good sack?
I have to leave.
As Santa, I must say. Not as scooter.
Fluffy sack or no fluff?
A bit of fluff around the edge of the sack.
As long as it's from 1985.
Yeah, exactly. It's sheepskin.
Not be here.
So what we've done... Wrapped. They're not wrapped. So that's another Gronk move potentially.
They're not wrapped.
And so if you pull something out... Like, so some of them... have got specific meaning and others are just, I panicked.
Time filler.
So you pull it out and then I'll say who it's for and I'll describe what it is. Great. Okay, here we go.
Oh,
so
Santa's reaching
deep into the sack.
Sorry, I've got still the price on it. What is that? $4.95. So this is this is for human periscope.
Okay.
This is
tall Gronk.
Wow, lucky the, you!
So, what was one of your things that you were trying? Do you think to get better at in life? You're never going to guess. I'm going to
tell you. It's a quirk.
Phone calls.
Yeah.
And so, what
I've been leaning into that.
Yeah, he loves it. Yeah,
you and I. Yeah, you and I. We've spoken on the phone.
But what I feel like is potentially. You could take it to the next level. Okay. And so what big media company have bought you is a telephone message book.
Yes.
And there's no carbon required. I don't know what that means.
The old spiral. Wow.
Copies it through.
But it looks like there is.
And do you sort of tear
no carbon required because it's so... I feel like you would have that. You still run your accounts through these.
I've never run my account, the old. But it would have been looking a bit like that.
The old invoice book. You'd draw it out. You'd give them the good copy. You keep
and you tear it off.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I'll be doing.
This is Derek's zero.
This is the new analog one, handmade by a hipster in Brunswick.
$80. So what you could do, Pete, is you could say, so your voicemail, you need to fix that up.
Yeah, you're already using that feedback. I don't know. I recorded it about 8 years ago.
You've definitely. It's the one where it's getting very meta because you don't say you've reached Pete. I think it's like you've reached Peter Shepherd's phone. it's like real.
Back when home phones were a thing, maybe when I recorded it. Yeah.
Anyway, you can put your to and from. You put the details, their telephone, their mobile, their fax, their email, and then you can tick whether you're going to ring them back.
Okay.
What's the difference they'll ring back, you need to please ring, or they called in. So you can even have it at the Commons. If someone calls in, you could use that. So there you
go. But you would panic if you called someone and they weren't ready for the phone call.
Oh, absolutely. I need to message them to tee up, make sure they're ready for the phone call.
2020, Pete, are you...
I like it.
Bringing up to scratch, when you've been on the show this year, you've told us that you don't like... speaking on the phone.
Yeah. I've since found out there's quite a few people that have that same phobia of speaking on the phone.
Yeah, so. I mean, weirdness attracts weirdness like. Other weirdness. Yeah. Like,
exactly. Who? Name one person.
I mean, I can't recite. But I haven't... Actually, it was a workshop I ran. I did the question. This is relevant to the episode this week. I asked the question of what's a quirk you have as an icebreaker? And someone said, I'm afraid of telephone calls. And I was like... Yes.
What year were they born?
They would have been probably a similar age. So 88, 89, I would say.
Hi, baby girl.
There's a dog here.
Gorgeous.
The reindeer has arrived, everybody.
Come into shot.
That's perfect.
Get in.
Nearly in.
Abby.
Abby, come here. So 2020, you're going to lean into more phone calls?
I think so, yeah. I've since discovered that it reduces a lot of friction when you're trying to organise things. Yeah.
It's actually quite
convenient. Whatever.
I mean, great invention that happened 100 years ago.
Yeah. Was it 100?
I don't know.
Was panicked?
Within, yeah, I was going to say 100. Hundreds?
Yonks would cover it.
Yonks.
Yonks.
Yeah, it got to be 100. Has to be. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. But Josh, you take it to the next extreme. I got a phone call from Josh the other day after I reacted to his Instagram story. And he said, hey, I'm doing this new thing where I call everyone that reacts to my Instagram story.
That's good.
Oh, okay, fine.
No, it's good. It just gives people
is this exposure therapy?
Yeah. But also, you know that people are going to, if they've just responded, if they've reacted to something, you know they're on their phone.
Well, so this was the thing. I thought about not answering it. And then I was like, I just reacted to his story. He knows I'm right here.
So I called a mate yesterday and he didn't answer, but instantly texted back. And it was started the dialogue just through text. Is that him just being a similar version?
Yeah, I've done that before. Yeah. Just can't talk right now. What do you want? What do you want?
What do you think the person's thinking? Because I immediately go, why the fuck didn't you answer? You could have just spoken to me about this and we would have sealed off the whole conversation.
Could be in the toilet.
Yeah, I would have thought they'd be on the toilet.
Could be in the toilet. Yeah, it could be
Derek. Scooter just loves
under the bus.
He presses. Sometimes it'll go completely silent, and I'm like, "Are you there?" And then
while on the phone.
I'm like, "Are you still there?" And it just takes 2 seconds, and then you hear him, and it's like echo. He's like, "Yeah, no, I'm just muting between
plops."
That's outrageous. I think what you said was muting between plops. So that's
never.
That's right, my worst nightmare. No. Scooter,
next present.
Mute to flush.
Mute to flush.
Okay. Thanks for the phone book, though. I'm happy with that.
Yeah, so great. Here we go. Here's the
next present.
Next present. Here we go.
Oh, it's a big one.
So this is. is an interesting one because this was more for the, you know, when you go shopping and you end up buying shit that you just want, but you don't know who it's for. This yes. is one of these. So the this is, Josh. This we've talked about, what was that?
Dr. Dreadful.
Dr. Dreadful. Which was the thing that gave me asthma, but it's a sciencey thing, and you make food
and you have to make worms and like
disgusting
drinks.
When you think about it,
so this is they did a recall because it was causing asthma,
of course, because of the blue. But this is really for all of us to use. We, I think in the new year we could open it, but it's a so it's for all of us. So everyone, give it a hold. It's okay. The totally disgusting science.
She looks.
Describe Gemma. What do you see? What do you see? Read the second tagline.
Okay. It says, stuffed with seven disgusting and revolting science projects. Do you think disgusting and revolting are two different categories? No, or they're all ticking both boxes? Make your own digestive system, glowing snot, fart-powered explosion, and more. Who's writing the copy
great
for
copyright.
This?
Yeah. Great copyright.
Is it edible?
That's oh my
what
God.
$22.95.
Good use of exclamation marks.
Really? Is that how much it was?
How much did you pay?
It's a bit.
Nah, but
is that on the company card?
He stole it.
He was.
Harry authorized it.
Yeah, happy Harry.
Happy Harry. Harry's actually our accountant
now. I miss him.
No, but actually, interestingly, they didn't have prices on heaps of stuff. Classic. And they were at the post office. Like, I got in there, like, first thing in the morning, 9 a.m., and there's already heaps of people. And I'd read the reviews of the post office before I went in because I was like...
Oh, my God, I thought you were going to say I'd read the reviews of the product.
No, because I just walked around. But when I went into the post office, there were all these people that had cards, you know, like a card to come and collect your thing. Mm. And they got it on Friday. And they were basically all the people from I was supposed to like, oh, we've got like 200 packages. We still need to sort out the back.
Wow.
So we can't give them to you yet. And people were absolutely crying.
I would be
right. But I was the only person.
Wouldn't have it on my sleigh.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Still in character, Santa. If you have it, if you're not watching the video, Derek is dressed up in a Santa
he
costume that Gemma brought.
Full Santa.
Yeah, why I own this? It doesn't matter.
He's ready for holidays because he's got his pineapple shirt on as well.
Summer Santa.
Yeah, I'm all set.
But I was the only person that was buying stuff, and when I finally got to the front of the line, it's like they'd never processed anything outside of a letter before, and they were asking me for the prices for everything, and then there was someone next to me who bought something. And the lady's like, hey, is Simon here? Like, do you know what this price is? And the guy looked at it, he's like, oh, that's $19.95. Like, just making up
just
numbers.
Just making up
anyway,
yeah.
So that's what I've done here. So that's a group present for all of us.
Ooh, happy with
we're
that.
So
here,
lucky.
We go. Here, here we go. Here's
this
another.
Has got to be for Gemma. Hang on.
No, that's Mason's ball.
So this is that? This is
a massage.
This is a massage stick.
It's telescopic. It looks like it's on a selfie stick.
Telescopic.
So it's you can extend
a
it.
A back scratcher of sorts?
There'll be a different thing, I think, a back scratcher.
That
because
looks like a massage
must have tiny
beads.
Batteries. Look at that.
So, Derek, that is for you.
Oh,
because I know that obviously you spend a lot of time
on the sleigh.
On the sleigh. Can you go to the
talk
next one, Derek, please?
How is it?
No.
Well, how is it?
My hand's busy.
All right.
That's fantastic. Yeah, thank you,
Sam. Just get your hand out of your sack.
Okay, here we go. Not a sack. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
you
grab them all.
They're the vouchers.
Yeah.
We'll do that as a final thing. Here we go. So here is the back scratcher.
The back scratcher.
And so this is for you, Pete.
Oh, it's also
and
a telescopic.
So, you can scratch your back, whatever you like.
There is someone out there that actually uses back scratchers daily.
He goes, oh, it's just, yeah, that's the stuff.
I mean, it's a bit of a quirk to use a shoehorn as well.
Oh, absolutely. Do people use those?
A shoehorn, yeah.
I use a shoe.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
For what?
Shoes.
The posher that you are, the more you're likely to use one because leather doesn't.
Exactly. Thank you.
The ASICs I just replace every 6 months.
No, for boots.
Yeah, okay.
Specific shoes.
My Connie's come on and off pretty easy.
So there we go. So there's a
assuming you mean
go
Converse,
back in there,
there you go.
Yeah. Scooter.
Sorry, Converse for those playing at home.
It's too much labour in a back scratch.
Yeah, it's actually annoying.
Yeah, it's
all right. So this is how do you? Actually, I'll give it to Jem for this.
Yeah.
Is for you. Jem.
As soon as I saw that, I know.
So it is a flask, and it says, "Hold on, I need to drink about it."
Funny,
it's pink.
That's on brand.
$12.95.
Yes, $12.95.
What's wild is I don't own a flask.
Really?
I'm
that
usually
is
very
wild.
Like.
You just bring the bottle.
I'm proud about my drinking.
So is the how do you spell flask?
FLASK.
Yeah. So the thing is, the guy was trying to find it in the system. And he was like,
I don't know why.
Flask. Yeah, so he was spelling it wrong, but I
getting flustered.
But So there you go.
I love it. Thank you so much.
No worries. What would be that? What would be the drink of choice in there? What would you put in there?
Malibu.
Yuck. No.
What is Malibu?
I'm going for a real tequila phase in my life.
There you go.
Flavored tequila or just
The good shit with the worm in the bottle.
All right, and now?
But I don't discriminate.
Yeah. Okay.
Tequila's tequila.
Oh, here we go. And this this is for Mr. 97.
Could be PJ's.
No, it's in preparation. Too early.
Good luck, Sebs.
It's parents encouraging their sons. Yeah.
We'll be on our P's at the same time. Isn't that fun?
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of nostalgia.
So, mate, Mr. 97 hasn't got his license yet.
I've still got mine.
He's the only one in the group.
I've got my green P's. Yeah,
and then also, it wouldn't be a Gronk move without a voucher too. So we've got you all.
Oh, Amazon.
Amazon
voucher. This is legit.
Oh, goodness me.
So you could buy a book or something like that.
To be fair, I prefer the flask.
You may find there's actually no money on it. He just took the money.
That is a great idea. Grab a handful at Bunnings.
The thing is, the Gronks at OzPost, I was making sure they were scanning those things because you know that if they don't scan it, I'm guessing they don't work.
Have you bought anything from Amazon before, Gemma?
I don't know. I've bought things from everywhere, so it's hard to say.
I guess you're an online shopper.
Just a shopper.
Well, Pete's just moved, and you've been doing a lot of e-com.
Really dialed in on Black Friday. I took advantage.
He's waiting for Boxing Day now.
And now I'm now waiting for Boxing Day.
You're going to buy a TV?
Yeah, I think so. I need to get your advice on that, actually.
Yeah, sure.
You can take that offline. I bought just stuff like a chopping block, a knife set, saucepans, bed, linen, towel, everything.
Do you get good linen? That's important.
Yeah, Sheridan.
Yes.
How many should approve?
Should approve. 500 thread count.
Sheets are always on sale, aren't they?
Yeah, the Sheridan outlet I recommend online. Mm. It's great. Yeah.
I'm very fancy.
So, yeah.
So you do you want to bring
in
Rick?
Oh, my God. It's not Santa, but someone else.
Speaking of
Is Rick
drinking,
there? Rick.
I think he's gone.
He's done the hand delivery.
He's hand delivered a bottle of what is this?
Crosser Vintage 2013.
Champagne.
Piccadilly Valley.
Do you want to let Gemma say it properly?
Our resident.
Nah.
What's it called?
She can only deal with the slur.
Yes, truly.
Grapes were hand-picked before chilling and a whole bunch pressing.
Is there any way of knowing from a label whether something's a good bottle
price?
I think it's region. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but then like what grapes were good in what year is going to vary from place to place.
Region and year. You need to know, in 2014 it was a great year in Margaret River.
Yeah.
In which case, if you find a Margaret River wine from, I mean, I'm speaking very out of school here.
My parents
in 2014,
very good.
You could just lean in. Isn't that what this whole show is about? Speaking out of school?
No, never out of school.
Jill Watts worked for a wine wholesaler for many, many years.
Really?
And she used to watch them write like the description on the label about what flavours are in it. They would just make things up.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
So then maybe it is price.
No. It is the year and the region, but the bit where it's like flavours of passion fruit.
Because the year is like based on the conditions, which was ideal for growing the grapes and all that stuff.
As a fellow copywriter, you're outing your colleagues.
Yes, I am.
And your mum.
Hi, Amy.
Mr. 97, I know that you've kindly organised this.
Mm-hmm.
I saw you looking in your phone at a list of things. Is there anything that you wanted to bring?
Any admin that you need to go through?
Yeah,
or no?
Is there anything?
The Christmas admin.
A list of things.
Great
I don't
chat.
Know, I just saw
Oh, no,
it.
That was a list of episode numbers.
Oh, so he's just doing his admin. Do you want me to open this bottle for you guys?
Yeah, pop it open.
All right. First bottle being popped on the show.
It's my favourite noise.
Do you want to do it?
No, I don't do it.
Don't do that.
Never.
My favourite eye injury.
Is it okay
you're
for you
afraid
to do
of
it?
Phone no. calls. I'm afraid of opening champagne.
Really?
I reckon it'd be quite good.
Someone
let me
that
do it.
Drinks so much.
I could see you getting around the theatre of it.
I love the attention, but I just...
Can I mic it up?
Here we go. I'm not going to pop it. I just know this is how I'll die. Okay, so pop it towards the camera. Here we go. Is it going to go everywhere or no?
It's being decompressed.
It's coming.
It's a cork.
Here it comes.
It's a classic. Oh, the tension is absolutely.
Capri.
There we go. Oh, my eye. Good gear. Oh, that smells good, doesn't it?
That means
that was a solid explosion of champagne.
Oh, really?
No, it's amazing.
Oh, look, there's a. Oh, so it's all about putting it on the glass as soon as possible, right? To avoid the head.
That's why you put it on an angle.
Has anyone done that? What do you call it when you shave it off with the sword of the champagne?
I've actually done that.
Have you? Yeah.
I much prefer doing that. I don't have a sword on me.
Cutting off, cuts off the glass.
People do that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you actually?
You do it at the races in the morning. It's like a thing,
the whole entire top of the bottle off.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good fun.
It looks dangerous.
It is.
Remarkably dangerous.
They let you do it at the races in the Moon Marquee, and they have like a purpose-built plastic room. The
things that right. they let you do.
Yeah. Pete, are you going to have one?
Yeah, I'll have one.
Yeah, Pete, oh, yeah.
Sure.
Scooter, what would you get for
unlike
Christmas?
That time at Salona
when you were a kid, like what sort of what was the best Christmas present?
Back in the
present?
Old days, what did you get?
Yeah, did you get in
1985. Yeah. Talk us through it.
85, I was a grown man, so probably really? Have to go a bit before that.
It's so wild.
Christmas morning was always exciting, and it was about, it was a, I remember getting a big gym sports camper.
What is
which
that?
Which was a male dolly's
thank you.
Camping truck. Like a plastic, like
oh,
a Barbie.
Oh, like a Barbie dream house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But the big gym
I
was a pretty
miss having
cool
Barbie
guy.
Dolls.
And you could press a button on his back and he'd do a karate chop and stuff like
wow.
that.
Wow.
Oh.
So I got a sports camper and I remember that being $22 and it wasn't meant to be at Nardo or one, thanks.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's only four glasses anyway, so Santa doesn't... Santa's been
cheers,
cheers,
cheers, cheers, cheers, cheers, cheers, cheers, cheers.
Oh,
oh no, I'm the erotic one. Gavin, help me out.
Right, I mean, what have you done?
With all these clothes, like when do you have to take clothes to dry cleaners? I've never owned clothes.
What
that
do you
require,
mean?
Well, when is it a dry cleaner job versus just a washing machine?
It depends.
Always.
You can't clean that. You don't put your jacket through the washing machine.
No, no, always.
You could potentially cold hand wash. I'll do it. I love doing the washing.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I really enjoy cold hand washing.
There's
really?
A quirk. Mm. That's a quirk.
Where do you have a good laundry sink?
It's like a trough.
Okay.
It's been there since the house was built, mm-hmm. which is when my dad was 11 and he's now 72.
That is sweet.
Mm.
So dry cleaning.
Yeah.
I refuse to iron. So if you've got a suit or a nice shirt like mm-hmm. you're wearing now, I would always dry clean.
A lot
that's
of my stuff's dry
even
clean
a shirt.
Only because I'm fancy.
Because they iron,
yeah,
for
just,
you, mate.
They iron it for
you.
It's mainly the ironing is what I'm paying for.
So yeah, they steam it.
Whenever I go away, I'll get the wash, fold and dry or whatever. Wash, dry and fold.
Oh, when you're away overseas.
It's very good.
It's great, isn't it?
In the US, it's extreme. North Carolina, the tip was more than the actual... like the clothes to do
it's great when you're in Southeast Asia. It's like a dollar a kilo or something of washing food. It's outrageous. Which is talking about privilege. You just got like here's 3 kilos of washing.
He's brought
jock
stuff from
socks
home.
And, oh, here's $3.
Yeah.
Like, it's
Pete
terrible.
Actually goes to Phuket just to wash his clothes.
It's cheap.
That's
yeah.
part of the Life Hackers Club. Seb's taught me that.
Right. Yeah, I'm joining that one.
How many
sure.
Seb's taught me that
you
trick.
Talking about the baggies and the. Did you have a guest on your show talking about...
Oh, flying to Mexico. It's cheaper to fly to Mexico to do five bags of Coke than it is to have it here in Australia.
Yeah. So let's soften that up and
got some cousins
do our laundry
I could ask
in
Phuket. Well, there's people that... I know people that go to Vietnam to get suits made because that's cheaper than getting them tailor-made
get
here.
Drugs.
I think it's for sex. Yeah. It's all of the above.
They told me it was for suits. I don't know.
Josh, the great tradition for... handling having something that's meant to be dry cleaned is make all your decisions, no matter how wasted you are, and I know it's not going to be a problem in your case.
Sure.
Well, maybe after that.
Neither.
No matter how wasted you are, you really have to make that assessment when you come home and hang that baby back up. And if you've and really think through what you spilled on it. Because you don't want to forget and pull that suit out for a funeral and go, oh,
for a funeral.
It's usually halfway through the night when you're on the dance floor and you go, don't worry, I'll just get it dry cleaned. It'll be fine.
I've got to get a lot of things dry cleaned for that reason because everything's covered in champagne and fake tan.
The
essence
the
of my life.
But if you happen to get one that's... You come home and you go, that was a bit of a dud wedding and... nothing dramatic happened. You beauty. Zip it back up in the thing and hope for the best.
Well, that's what I was hoping for. I gave Bree my jacket over the weekend because it was cold outside. Yeah, it was cold outside.
What a gentleman. What a gentleman.
And the thing is, I was with... There was a... My mate, whose wife was also cold, but I did the move first.
Oh,
and so then she was
it.
Like, he's like, oh, do you want my jumper? And she's like, you weren't fucking giving it to me. I was like, yeah, he wasn't. But so I won that one. But but then Bree said, oh, so, you know, when I was wearing it, someone spilled some alcohol on me. So now I am slightly concerned potentially somewhere there is booze
on this jacket.
Well, if you leave
on
it long enough, it should dry out and not smell.
It's a nice looking jacket, though.
Yeah, Rod and Gun. No, it's quite
but those colours. It's white shirts. White shirts are the killer.
Oh, yeah. Like, or if you've got a tux or something,
you
and you've got the white shirt.
I wear a lot of silk because I'm fancy. Yeah. So that's,
Oh, is that good? Is silk good for that? I guess if you
drop
can
cold hand wash silk because silk's existed for longer than dry cleaning has.
But what about, like, like greasy foods. I guess if you got hot chips on them, it'd be
get
for
it dry
silk.
Clean.
You don't eat hot chips when you're wearing your silks.
Jem does. Jem definitely
would. Always.
Dim
what
Sims.
Do you think I'm doing on the way home?
A little beer or something.
Does anyone still use lay-by?
I wouldn't.
No. I guess people I've never, ever use lay-by in
neither.
My life.
What's the new thing?
Afterpay.
I've never done that either.
Terrible. It's such a bad idea.
If I can't
idea.
Afford yeah. something, I just don't get
well,
it.
Well, kind of both of them. They're just, it's like incentivizing consumerism when people can't afford it.
Because you can afterpay like Botox now. There's a whole thing with that because now these young girls are like, oh, I can't afford it now, but it's fine.
And it's an investment.
It's outrageous.
It's
good to know.
2020, anything, Gemma, we haven't spoken, that you want to sort of...
I'm going to go back to dancing. That's my New Year's resolution.
Wow. Yeah.
No, just I just want to go back to like, classes.
High five.
Oh, is okay. this high five? Yeah, related.
Not full-time.
No. Yeah.
I can imagine you getting into bar.
Oh, I love bar.
What does that mean?
What's
but
bar?
I did like ballet. I did poi.
That's why I said, yeah.
yeah.
What
yeah.
Is,
well, bar is like...
Bar
is
like
a,
exercise.
Is it called
stretching.
A bar because it's a there's a bar?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, there, I,
but it's B-A-R-R-E.
Yeah. How I built this, there was an episode of an American business that they made. Yeah, they franchise the shit out of these. It's
really?
Over in the States bar, and it's all about...
You can do it here.
Mm. Like a SoulCycle equivalent, but for dancing.
That's
right. Okay.
What about cultures? Polish dancing's apparently taking off.
Really?
Do you reckon?
Yeah, there's a place on Easy Street upstairs. It just says pole dancing.
Pole dancing.
That's very
you
good.
Spent a bit of time in there. That's very funny. No,
there
actually,
was one next to the old studio,
that's
wasn't
exactly
it?
Where it was.
Yeah.
It was above, wasn't it? No, no, it was next door.
No, no,
it was next door.
So you're gonna, have you got your place where you're going to go to?
I'm going to go back to the space. I used to go there all the time.
I used to go there.
And my other New Year's resolution is to stop wearing the same lipstick every day because I've got like thousands of them just sitting there.
Mix it up.
Yeah.
What colour are you rocking?
Oh, at the moment I've got a lot of Charlotte Tilbury ones because they're like my faves.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just drawers
the
full.
Thing about a lip gloss is you don't want it to be too glossy and you want it not to change. No, but also you also don't want it to change the colour of whatever you put on top.
You mean underneath?
Underneath. No, I was watching an Insta story that you... Was that lip gloss that you were describing?
No, that was balm. So
balm,
I start with a balm. It's like prep. But well done.
Yeah.
That's very good.
So the idea of a balm is you want
the
two
balm's
things.
Like your conditioner.
Yeah. You don't want it to be too glossy. You don't want the colour to sort of intrude on your top layer.
Mm. Wow. I do a scrub and then I do a balm and then I put lipstick on and then gloss.
Okay, there's a lot of... Yeah. I just thought it was lipstick.
So it's Pete's routine.
I'm rattled, yeah.
Pete, is there ever any blow-ups at family time?
No, pretty good, actually.
Like Christmas time?
Yeah, ours is sort of a bit of a happy family type
That's
vibe.
Good.
There's a lot of noise.
Yucky.
A lot of the shepherds like to talk and talk at each other and don't listen. So a lot of people
drinking or
a lot of red wine, yeah. Quite a bit of swirling of the red wine.
Oh, really?
I wouldn't say it's too heavy. We usually go for a swim in the afternoon.
Oh, that's drunk. Nice.
Yeah, down at the beach. Yeah, yeah. It's actually so there's usually a couple of people that haven't drank,
oh,
and
I
the rest
do
of
Christmas
us all
with your family
come
this year.
Running
that
into the water.
Nice.
And they're pretty shallow because it's dangerous because we've been drinking, but it's actually quite refreshing in the afternoon after you've had three servings of pudding and five red wines.
Oh,
it's
I'm
nice.
Gonna come with you guys this year.
Come down to Ocean Grove. Everyone's welcome.
Yeah, lovely.
Oh, that'd be fun. Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Sevs, is there drinking at your day? I know you know.
Mum and Dad will have a drink. Dad
they
will have a beer. What's Maybe that? Sam might have a cider.
Oh yeah.
What about you? This is your second glass of champagne ever.
What do you think?
Yeah. How are you feeling
not
about
too keen
it?
On it?
Can
really?
You scull it?
Takes
at least.
A while.
Well, no, David, scull. I think it's
going to get
it
all the marks
delicious.
Next
it's a
week.
Delicious.
Yeah,
it's
delicious.
Give us, tell us the flavour profile, please.
Oh, what are you actually
what
taste?
Are you noticing?
It's a nice initial taste.
Mm-hmm.
It's like fruity.
And then what happens?
There's a buck coming.
just
what's the aftertaste?
Not going there.
I don't know.
I don't get it. What's Derek saying?
He said there's a butt coming. Just have to keep quiet.
Careful, Santa.
Sorry.
Santa's out of control. Derek, you were excited on Sunday. We talked about the clubs. Tommy's got his adventure club. I've got my book club. Mr. 97's got his life hacker club.
Mm. I've got the things we don't normally... Shush in front.
This is a
lovely
moment. This is a snippet.
It's scurvy time.
Okay, edit. All right, here we go.
Go, Derek.
Things we don't normally do club.
Oh, yeah.
Been going for decades.
Is that actually a club?
It's a state of mind. It's a state of mind. And I want Sevs to be in it. And
okay.
I think he is. I think he already... I was excited when he said Life Hacker Club because your description of it is exactly the same. And
Could you just keep talk me through it? Things we don't usually do.
You just go, oh, you just consistently go and do something that you don't normally do.
What's that?
I'm not talking about a bit of a random club. Skydiving and stuff
right,
like
something
that.
A bit random.
Just go, yeah. What's that for random. You? So, probably sitting in Baldwin on Christmas Day.
I hope the kids are
dressed
okay.
Dressed as sort of half the Santa.
Half the Santa, yeah. Yeah. You look like you've been bullied into it.
Yeah. But I was pulling into ball and I'm early, mm-hmm. right? A little bit early, as I always am.
Sorry that careful. We were late.
That's all right. And you were going to create an excuse. And I saw Sev's as Aldi.
Oh, yeah.
And I went, oh, I'd be all over Aldi. And I thought, what does a posh area Aldi look like?
Yeah. Did you go in?
Yeah. I went, so I pulled in the little van. There's a lot of old people around. And pulled in there and they do the look back. I was in my little town ace, uh-huh. 99 town ace.
Not dressed as Santa.
And when you park yeah. and people are the old people, they get out of their cars, the little Mercs and stuff, and you can see them, they keep looking back to see if you're going to smash their car or something like that. Like that feeling. And I went in there and I thought, I went in to get some mints because mm-hmm. my breath is appalling, right?
I noticed.
Yeah. It's so bad right now.
Why is it bad?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter. But I went to
it does.
Real men eat us.
And then I just lost my mind. Must be the Santa vibe. And Tommy, can you grab that bag for me?
Speaking of
magnificent sacks.
Here's an Audi sack.
And I got some stuff.
Did I hear that correctly?
Yep.
You go.
So Santa's got his
Santa
sack.
Thought I thought they're going to bloody dress me as Santa because I'm, you know, over 80 kilos.
Yeah. That's actually not why we did it.
I'm over 80. Only just.
That was a joke. But I got some prezzies.
Oh, you got prezzies too. Oh,
I got prezzies from Sev's Aldi, which made it very special. And that
That's also my Aldi, thank you.
So this is the random club that you're describing. Like,
did you wrap these?
I bought some wrapping paper.
I'm so annoyed that you bought it.
I opened the side of the van and I rolled them up. I bought sticky tape and didn't open it.
Okay. Why are you calling it Sev's Aldi? It's mine.
So who's this for?
This is for Watto.
Okay, great.
I prefer Watsy, but that's Watsy, fine. Thank you very much.
You don't get to choose. This is the prezi that everyone gets when no one has a clue.
Favorite.
I know. What you would want.
Have we done this?
It's our celebration.
Home brand favorite.
A bit further than favorite.
So
Can I guess what it is?
Ferrero Rocher.
I was going to say, is it fruitcake?
No. Did you get it
from Ferrero Rocher? It's Ferrero Rocher.
Did you get it from the middle aisle?
It's Ferrero Rocher.
But I don't reckon they sell that shit.
Go back in history to before Ferrero Rocher.
Roses.
Oh, shortbread.
The
King of Kings.
Yeah, wow.
Very good.
The King of Kings.
For whoever's got
in
everything.
A festive tin.
Remember, put it on the ground and wobble it. It's got a special
flavor. Do you remember roses?
As soon as I wobbled
roses
it.
Roses back in the day. Yeah. Roses
I
was
had
like
to
the,
have it.
Roses owned by Cadbury now, maybe?
What about shells?
There's more things.
They were like, shells?
Yeah.
I do remember those.
That was my auntie.
I always ate them in Blair Gower. Like, I could only have them near the beach.
Mr. 96.
Okay.
Here we go,
Sebs. What do we got?
You've all got a sterling job. I'm very hard to buy for.
Used to play a game years ago, and we'd roll down all crusty and go into Chadston, and everyone would just have to split up and meet again in an hour in the food court for Dimmies. And your budget was $5 each, and we'd have a little Kris Kringle Christmas in whatever month it was. It didn't matter.
Sunscreen.
This is so good.
Is it 50 plus?
Yes.
Broad spectrum?
Yes.
What's the
are they the criteria?
Every producer must have sunscreen for their talent.
So,
we'll talk
about
it
in your little bag.
Having a side conversation.
I tried to find one. You can get sunscreen with little key ring so you can clip it on like a proper producer and make sure your talent, if you're filming somewhere, and you can always offer them sunscreen.
Oh, this is great.
All right. Okay, here we go. We're still going. Tommy.
All right. I love that you know what's what because they all look like scrunched up paper.
I know who's booty presents.
I'm very careful to feel everything.
This feels like there's all bits and bobs inside of this. No, it's just cash.
Just cash.
Money coin.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Chocolate coin. Oh,
nice. My wife loves these, so.
I like anything shiny.
That's a shiny coin.
Thanks, Desmond.
Oh, they are so good.
I don't know if that comes across in my face.
And it's also an Aldi chocolate, so it's probably quite good. Like, coins are normally shitty chocolate, but I reckon Aldi.
Yeah, who makes this?
Baby JJ.
Oh, thank you. Hang on. Let me just go on my drink.
Oh, my good Lord. Catch this.
This is going to get hectic.
Do you reckon I can still drive?
No.
Yes. Yes.
I can't.
What if I have four more?
Do you reckon you can still host a podcast?
No, here we go.
What have we got, JJ?
All right, so I'm opening it. Oh, there's a lot of layers. This is good. This is good. Oh, yeah, great. It's not food. That's okay.
He looks flat.
It is. No, oh! This is good. A pocket pout knock knock jokes. Yes. This is perfect.
I love
I reckon this would have cost $14 at the post office.
Yes.
You got it $3.99. Aldi price.
$3.99. It's meant to be $1.99.
Maybe this is the first book of the book club.
Yes.
Here we go.
Right.
Talk us through. Could you read us a knock knock joke? Or?
Yeah, knock knock.
Who's there?
Goose.
Goose who?
Goosey goosey gander.
I don't get it at all.
Discuss.
Who's there? Knock knock.
That's what you get for $3.99.
Who's there?
Ben.
Ben who?
Ben away a long time. one more.
Got pretty low brow.
It's got reason.
Who's there? Butcher.
Butcher who?
Butcher left a leg in. Butcher left a leg out.
Someone just downloaded these from some random.
Was that the Hokey Pokey?
Is there a person responsible for this, or they've no one's claimed it as an author?
Yeah. Oh, it's actually funny. Oh, it's actually written by Seth Godin. I could imagine.
I bought a few to rewrite for us for next year.
Yeah, yeah. That's all right. We'll do one more just for a bit of fun.
That'd be great.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Paul.
Paul who?
Hang on.
You have to flip the page.
Sorry, no. I accidentally.
Oh, this is a disaster.
Here we go. Paul thing. Let me in and I'll comfort you.
They've just... It's a real
very
stretch.
Very lowbrow.
Okay.
Aldi jokes.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Lettuce.
Lettuce who?
Lettuce in. It's freezing out here.
So that's good.
I was expecting
that from when I was six.
Okay.
Knock, knock. Hugo.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow. Oh,
interrupting cow. He gets on the champagne.
Jeez.
Bit of...
Obnoxious.
I had an explanation. I had a.
What have we got here, Scooter D?
I had a
oh, here we go.
I had a life coach.
We've got the. This is great. We've got the lactose intolerant guy.
The whipped cream. And you've already had a full coffee drink.
And you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah.
He's
and you had a coffee.
Well, I had half of it. Yeah, because I felt bad.
Can I have a cover of that? Yeah.
So what
it
can
is
we do
not about
what would you like to do with the whipped cream? Yeah, what's the idea with that?
It's not Gemma, it's not for kinky reasons.
Bullshit.
I just had I had a
Gemma,
life coaching.
Come on,
can things we don't do it.
Club moment.
Oh hang on, get closer.
You gotta tip it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, this is living.
This is living. There's whipped cream everywhere.
So
it's all happening.
Please do it to your thumbnail. Yeah. We're trying to get the thumbnail.
If I do it, it becomes a very different video.
That's just
you're gonna hold it upside down.
You've got to have it upside down.
Upside down. Sorry. And one for B.
I'm okay.
It's Pete's present. He's one meant to be doing it for people.
No, JJ's taken over. It's okay.
He's a professional.
Thanks, man. How is it?
My wife bought some of that.
So did you want to explain? Talk me through.
Yeah, and I thought about you because my wife bought some of that.
For what?
Same.
To use as cream. You know, people do buy it to use as whipped cream on things. Like their chips.
I mean, it is whipped cream, so.
For the kids, pancakes or whatever.
Yeah.
And the kids got it out and my wife's grabbed it and I just went into automatic dad mode and went, hey, none of that. And I just went, what the fuck are you saying, Derek? This is what it's for. The kids were so confused when I'm going, hey, cut that out. No. And I went, come on. Give me that. Let's do it.
Do you refer to yourself in third person often, Derek?
No, never.
That was the first time. That actually tastes good. Like for a lactose, I mean, you can't tell.
But I don't know if that's what it means.
No.
It's not lactose free.
No, it tastes like... No, it's not lactose free.
It's less about the taste and more about what it does to your insides. Mm. Yeah.
Okay. No, because you can get lactose free meals.
But we've got that kit now so you can make your own digestive system.
There we go.
Should
and
be fine.
Feed it Farmdale whipped cream.
All right, guys, before we go, we should do a bit of what we're grateful for 2019.
Oh, okay, yep.
Isn't that Thanksgiving?
No. We're doing it for Christmas.
We're not American either.
What?
I feel like, given we're taking all the American holidays, it's only a matter of time before we end up doing something.
Thanksgiving.
I like the idea of Christmas in July. We could start doing that.
Oh, I do that.
Should we start doing it as part of the show? Maybe
do
a big sort of event?
Why not?
Any excuse for drinking.
Yeah. I've had a better Christmas in July than a Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, because it was like impromptu. It was like, hey guys, should we do like a get together? It was in July and it was the best.
Could we do like a proper house party here, Seb? It's like really,
it would be pumping here.
What, 80 people? Christmas in July.
Easy. Look at that dance floor over here.
We had 45 over on Saturday and our house is not this big.
Has Rick, we can do it. Has Rick got... Did he set up Christmas lights or did they make that up?
Out front. Yeah, yeah, well, I had to put the rest of them on there because it looked... There was only one. Yeah, yeah.
It's okay. No, but I think there's definitely something where we get sort of the whole...
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh,
actually, before we do the gratitude thing, fun fact, I was watching last night how different movies were made. Home Alone.
Yeah.
Guess what the budget for Home Alone was?
Oh, $20 million?
Nah, it would have been 60.
So back in the day when it was...
Half a mil.
Nah, so when it was made, okay. Most films were sort of around that 60 mil mark. But they actually were told by Warner Brothers, if you can do it for 10 mil, you can do it. Anyway, they put together the budget and it came in at 14.5 mil. And so they'd hired everyone. They'd actually built their whole set is built in a school gymnasium. They were doing it really
cheap. Wow.
And just the exterior shot was like an actual house. Anyway, they went to Warner and they said, hey, this is 14.5 mil. And Warner said, hey guys, if you don't get it down to 13.5 mil, we're shutting down the whole production. There's all the people are there, right? Mm. There's, you know, director of photography, everyone. Anyway, they're like, sorry, no, we can't do it. And then Warner's like, shut it all down. So they had to shut it down. They then, at the same time, they then spoke to Paramount.
Wow.
And Paramount said, how much are you guys asking for? And they said 14.5 mil. And they said, yes. So the next day,
oh, I love this.
Everyone, all the crew were told, come back. And they had Paramount t-shirts on their seats. And
it's like, they went from
the payroll
of
Warner Brothers to Paramount. And it ended up being like a hugely successful film.
Get your grubby mitts off our movie. Yeah.
So they made it for 14.5 mil, though.
So I was close.
Neighbours did that.
20 mil. Yeah,
what a story.
Yeah. Oh.
That happened with Neighbours.
Really?
Neighbours started off on Channel 7.
God, you have the best stories.
For about a year or something, or one season, and then they flipped. Was it Channel 10?
Yep.
Channel O? Channel 10?
Well, I guess like
Channel O?
No, it's on 11 now.
Sorry, what?
Several of my friends are on it, so I have to pretend I watch it.
It's been pushed to the digital channel.
I feel like 20 years ago, everything had less numbers. Yeah, less numbers 20 years ago. The phone numbers were less. TV, it was just O rather than 10.
They added the 9 at the beginning when I was a kid. And they...
What was that like, Derek, as a day?
Yeah, what is it? What
was the day like when they add a 9?
I remember
pretty dramatic because
we were going off.
What year was it?
It
was Scooter. When was
it? My whole childhood remembering these phone numbers.
We just got to remember the 9 at the start.
Yeah. It was in the 90s.
It was one number.
It wasn't that big a deal. And so people don't like change.
It was the 90s.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, it was.
So we were all.
I remember when they added area because it was 5-2 down in Ocean Grove. They had a 5-2 at the start.
What's the most you've ever paid for a Yellow Pages ad, Derek? Have you ever
about
paid for
$9,000?
$9,000.
Jesus.
Are you serious?
This is what I fucking hate about the Yellow Pages.
I'm triggered.
They're gone.
We're meant to be grateful. And
watching them die was one of the best pleasures of my life.
Angry Santa here.
Why?
Because it was good.
They had you by the balls. You had, if you were in business, even a very small business, you had to pay. There was this only one thing you had to do. Mm. You had no choice. You had to take an ad in the Yellow Pages.
Why?
But otherwise, you didn't exist.
Mm. So how do you feel about Facebook now?
Yeah, fine. It was just diabolical. So that's why I love all this
and
new
And so $9,000. Do you remember
I love
the first...
It, all of it. I love everything it gives you choices.
The first day that you got rid of your ads, was it a big impact for you? Were you freaking out when you're like, guys, I'm not spending that anymore?
No, it was the year after that. I built a website by myself. And the year after that, when the rep sort of rang me up to say, let's talk about next year then. Yeah. That's the thrill.
Yeah.
Saying, you can stick your great big fucking Yellow Pages right up your jacks.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. What else would you say? They've been screwing you for tens of thousands of dollars for
I
years.
Could see you reveling in that conversation. Oh. I would have just screened the call and never spoke to him again.
Now you've got to write it down. Now you've got to write it down.
I just won't speak
to you. You faked your own death.
Remember last year when I wrote you that $9,000 check and I said, one day I'm going to revel in your company
you
dying
said that.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they were screwed. They were screwed.
So what happened?
It was like the mafia. It was extortion.
The Harvey Norman thing, I want to give you a platform. You did 6 videos slamming Harvey Norman.
There's more.
If you give us the 30-second version.
What's the matter with Harvey Norman?
No, here we go.
What's 30 second video? Yeah. What have you done?
This morning I got an email that was, and I looked at the, was a response to me raising a help ticket on buying a product on their online store that was faulty. Mm-hmm. And it arrived today saying, oh, here's what to do. Take it to a store. That arrived
and
today.
How long was that? How many days
that
ago
was
that?
4 weeks.
4 weeks ago?
Four weeks. I have $1,100 product.
And you've been to the store already?
I've been
how
to the store
times?
Twice.
No way.
And this week I went back to the store and I said, give me the fucking camera back. And the guy looked for it for half an hour and it was in a box out the back tucked away, right? And I hadn't done anything about it. And I said, give me it back. Because I've got to do an important video. I made this up. Sorry, Harbs. I made it up. I just said, give me the fucking thing back. I've got a very important video to do. Even though it won't pan or tilt without going out of focus, I need That's to use fault. It as a static shot. Mm-hmm. Give
and
me
so
it
the
back.
Idea was...
And the guy said, please bring it back. Make sure you bring it back again.
Is that because went, they had done you. A refund and you reckon...
They haven't done a refund.
They haven't?
No, nothing's been done. Nothing's been done at all. But
so what are you seeking? What do you want?
I just want my
what does success look like, Derek?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want
and how are
I
you
want
complicit?
A huge, I want this huge company to just straighten up and fucking sort their stuff out.
So it's what does ridiculous. That look like?
It looks like someone ringing me saying, we've noticed that you're having a huge issue with our company. Mm-hmm. How can we make it right?
And what does that look, what was this, does right look like? Because we'll send this to them, this snippet. What does right
do you
look
want,
like?
Do you just want your money back?
Well, I want my money back.
And your
I
kids put through high school.
You want an apology.
It sounds like yeah.
4 weeks to reply to a ticket is ridiculous.
Because you've spent $100,000 at Harvey.
Their online people were rude and they said, take it to a store. I'd already been to a store and they'd said, nah, it's online. It's nothing to do with us. We're a franchise. Clear off. Right? So I cleared off and then they said, take it to a store. And I said, but the online thing asked me to sign in, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You sent me an email saying sign in.
But you didn't have a login.
I don't have an account.
And then she clicked forget password. What happened?
No, there was no sign in. Yeah. It was just impossible. So that was impossible. It went on and on. It's not good content for Christmas Day.
The joys of Christmas, eh? Yeah.
So what are you grateful for? For this year.
I'm grateful.
You don't have to mention about Harvey Norman.
I'm grateful for the superstardom that being on this show has shot me to.
Really?
Yeah, I'm getting... Oh yeah, I'm being Hollywood
mine.
Next year, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for watching you guys grow and grow and meeting all the people nice. Through your show.
Man, that's a really
this
nice
is probably
one.
A,
better rethink
a big part
mine.
Of this year, yeah, definitely.
Oh, great.
I'm,
like, that's
I'm
nice.
Grateful
and,
for money.
And not being dead.
Yeah. Yeah, once you're over 50, that's
it. Yeah. Thanks for that.
Gemma.
Man, I was going to say you guys.
Well, that's still valid.
We love a circle jerk.
yeah, no. No, I am. I'm grateful for you guys.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, new friends.
That's nice.
Yeah, and money. I'm grateful for money.
That's
I'm fucking killed it this year. I've had a really good year.
Any retail complaints? Any companies that have screwed you?
Nah, no one screws Gemma Watts. Unless she asks for it. No, I've had just a really fucking good year.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Big Pete.
Yeah, no, I was going to say new friends as well, being you guys.
He's our new friends. None of you.
Yeah, I've got this other group of great friends. They're waiting for me, actually. Yeah. No. All of you. New friends.
Sevs.
Yeah, you guys, Sevs.
Better be good.
He's grateful for
it. It doesn't have to be anything to do with us.
Sevs is always good at these. He's good at these.
Sevs has had a big year.
It is, though.
And it can't mention, like, it doesn't pan, it doesn't tilt.
And you can say Tully.
That's what I was going to say. He's grateful for me.
Oh, definitely. No, I think, I mean, the year's been, like, massive. Like, I've had all these amazing experiences. And none of them would have happened without all of you guys, so I think.
And you leaning into them as well. You could easily have said
no
to the first thing, and we probably would have stopped. But the thing, there's some great thrill in the idea that we say, hey, we do this thing. And you're like, nah, it's like, come on. You're like, all right. It's like,
I'm grateful for Rachel Vitullo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. No, but the fact that you guys are willing to push me and to put me in those sort of environments, I really appreciate it. So, yeah.
Thanks, Sam.
Rod and gun for
Rod and gun.
No, I'll tell you what. Today we just checked our bank account. Amy's like, look at this. It's fucking $2,500 from the government, which was like a we don't even really understand.
This was
it's
the tax thing.
It's something about the baby. Oh. Like the amount of money you pay, and then they give you a reimbursement. So we didn't know
we're getting a week for childcare and stuff.
But you have to have a kid.
I'm going
to
have a baby.
And you have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars on daycare.
Yeah.
And somehow in the wash, we get it every year, but we didn't even think about it.
Well done.
We got like $2,500.
This is the Australian government.
Be grateful for
She's
money.
Like, we can actually get each other Christmas presents.
This is great. Yeah. $1,250.
Yeah, jet ski.
She might have a Christmas present in the other room.
Well, yeah, that's still not coming from me, Gemma.
I was close.
No, I don't know. But yeah, that was nice.
That's nice.
That's always handy.
Yeah.
So grateful for the government.
Yeah,
grateful for the government. This is the first time you'll ever hear me say that.
I know. Grateful for the Gronk Squad in general.
Yeah,
the fact
that
people like listen and enjoy and contribute and enjoy. Like, if no one was listening, we say we'd still do it. But it's nice that like people actually come on and do that. And like even just like I think it's grateful for the whole team. Like the consistent. I've never been good at consistency. And so this is the only thing I've ever really been really good from a work perspective, being consistent at. And so, I'm grateful for the Daily Talk Show and also the fact that you guys will just come in and be involved. And
loves the tension.
You know, exactly. I appreciate that. Yeah. I feel like you're going to say something.
Exactly.
I would just agree with you. The attention seekers club.
What should we do in 2020 if we're to throw a bit of a cast into the ocean, to the future of 2020? What do we want to do? What should we set a challenge for ourselves as the Daily Talk Show? What should we do as a Gronk Squad?
I like the idea of more travel for you guys. The LA trip was fun to observe from here.
Yeah,
even funner to be there. But
yeah, great.
If you could set up some sort of travel situation, I think that'd be fun.
I'd love to go to Byron Bay, because I've been pushing back Byron Bay a lot because of I spend a lot of time in the town. But I was speaking to Jeremy Kahn, a friend of ours, and he was saying if you go out into the greenery, there's something about nature or whatever. Wouldn't it be cool to do some form of...
Well, you've got Kernan Creek on your
phone.
Why would you?
But travel would be
some
good.
Some travel, yeah.
What about you, Scooter? Do you think for the Daily Talk Show what we could do?
I like what Peter's saying about travel.
Mm-hmm.
But
don't say what he says.
But
an original thought.
Adding more to it, idea and what you said about going into the hinterlands of northern New South Wales.
Well, it's part of the adventure stuff.
Start looking a bit deeper into cultures and I'd like to see you guys at the, you know, in that opal mining joint. And some odd places. What was that joint you went to for a professional video, Tommy?
That was cool.
Rupert's Farm.
Up in the middle of nowhere.
Queensland. Yeah, in the middle of
Queensland.
I'd like
to see the DTS go on a proper road trip.
Yeah, nice.
Would be fun. I'm also grateful for 97 for pre-ordering the Tesla.
We should do a school camp scenario. I remember you saying that after Breeze did that work trip. School camp. Gronk camp.
What's the chance of shit going pear-shaped?
A lot, but that's
great. That's part of it. Right?
I'll die.
On the flying fox.
No, of alcohol poisoning.
Around the campfire.
And on the flying fox.
Because I'm such a pest, I'm like, should we do a talent show? Gemma, nobody wants this. I'll go first.
There's something fun about a campfire. I'd love an excuse for a campfire.
Yeah, I like a campfire. Oh,
Not in summer though.
Controlled environment.
Not that maybe we winter.
I've not
right,
really
guys.
Camped, so.
More, just putting in requests. More stitch ups. Like the video that you did with JJ eating those Starbursts was one of my favorites.
Yeah. Yeah.
Natural Confection.
Yeah. I also liked the waffles. That was a good one.
All you've mentioned is me doing it to Josh. And at some point it becomes bullying.
But I feel like I'd be the type. Guy that would take it too far. If I was to stitch everyone up, I've just like, I
faked his own death.
I cut his brakes.
you need a stitch up.
We're having a funeral for you and then you arrive.
I'm happy to do a stitch. If you guys are okay with me doing a stitch up, I just want to get permission. A stitch up.
Yeah. Don't give permission until you've written rules.
Yeah. What about with a consultant? Like you has to
run
by me.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Like
I'm worried
that.
About what I'm going
to
do.
Keep it into the.
I wasn't until you just said
of
that.
I've never asked for physically damaging.
I never asked for permission. I made the call.
So it's got to be low level stitch ups.
Yeah, but
like
yours
the lollies
have not been.
I feel like it's so weird because I've got like a lot of little things that can become big. I'll have a think. I love that idea over Christmas.
Stitch ups without stitches. That's the rule.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How's that?
Just mental.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a daily talk show. P.O. Box 400, Abbotsford, Victoria, 3067. Cash. No cash received yet.
But seeing it's, cash.
Yeah, no, but would love to see some currencies. I don't actually, after seeing Oz Post this morning and how they were sort of dealing with their admin.
you may never receive it.
Don't bag them out now.
No. I love Oz Post. Do we have, so Derek's been working potentially with an insider about us getting access to a facility?
Yeah, the request has been passed now from senior management to the area that would handle this type of thing. Okay. So it's moving along.
Yeah, great. Unlike your Harvey Norman saga.
It's the only thing that's moving
along. Salt in the word.
And on that note, we'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Merry Christmas. And a happy new year.
Happy holidays.
We'll see you tomorrow, Boxing Day. See you then.
See you guys.
Bye.